Hey everybody, Chris Holyfield here for another Native Talk class. Today we're going to be talking about the wonderful world of dating, all the good stuff, the bad stuff, and the weird stuff. First up, we've got to play hard to get. Playing hard to get is what you do when you are interested in somebody and that other person is interested in you. But every time you try to talk to them, they pretend like they're busy or like they're not interested or something like that, but they actually are. Here you would say that that other person is playing hard to get. Next, we've got to hook up. To hook up can mean one of two different things. First, it could mean starting a romantic relationship with somebody. Or it can mean to just have sex with that person. So I could say Kyle and Stacy have liked each other for a long time. It was no surprise when they hooked up and started dating. Or I could just say Kyle and Stacy got really drunk last night and I'm pretty sure they hooked up. It just means I'm pretty sure they had sex. Next we have to go Dutch. You go Dutch when you are at a restaurant and you're finished eating and the waiter brings the bill and he's like, oh wait, did you want it to be together or separate? And you're like, ooh, actually separate. I'm trying to pay more attention to my finances. Basically, it's just when you pay for your own things and not for that other person's things. Next, we have to stand someone up. So let's say that you agreed to meet at the movie theater at 7 o'clock. You're waiting for that other person, but 7:15 comes and 7:20 comes and you're like, where is this person? You text them, but they don't reply and you're still there and they're not showing up. Here, they stood you up. I'm sorry, my friend, they are not interested. When you stand somebody up, it just means you didn't show up to a place when you were invited there. Next, we have to check someone out. You check someone out when you are interested in a person and you are admiring them from far away. And you're like, wow, oh my gosh, they are so attractive. They are really, really good looking. You're checking that person out. Next, we have to stalk someone. Stalking is really, really easy. Now that we all have Facebook and social media, we can just type in that person's name and you have all the details of that person's life. If you are really, really into their Facebook and you are like going back to like 2013 and seeing everything that they liked and everything that they posted and you know all those details, you are stalking them. I'm sorry, my friend, but you are a stalker. It's really weird. Don't tell people that you do that. Next, we have a phrasal verb to describe when you're stalking somebody and you let them know about it. Maybe you're on that date with that person and you're like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. I know that you like this restaurant because 3 years ago you liked it on Facebook. And they're like, whoa, what? You, 3 years ago? How do you know that? I just met you last week. You're creeping me out. Here, to creep someone out means to make someone feel uncomfortable. Next, we have roofie. A roofie is a drink that has a drug in it, basically. So you would say maybe, my mom tells me to always be careful when I go to parties and to the club because someone might put a roofie in my drink or someone might try to roofie me. Next, we have to hit on someone. Hitting on someone basically means, it's like when you're checking that person out and then you build up the courage and you walk over and you're like, you know what? I think you're really cute. Yeah, how long have you been here? I just think you're really cool and I wanted to tell you that. Here, this is hitting on a person. You are hoping that maybe you'll hook up later or something like that. And you're saying all that nice stuff to them. Next, we have to rob the cradle. Robbing the cradle is when you date someone who is a lot younger than you are. Maybe a little bit too young for you. Maybe you're 30 and then that other person is 18. It's like, I don't know, maybe you should rethink this. I don't know if it's gonna work out. You were already in high school, when she was just born, something like that. Next, we have a wingman. A wingman is a person that you bring with you to the club or to a party because you need that extra emotional support when you're hitting on different people. You don't want to feel like you're alone, so you bring a wingman with you. I hope that all these terms were helpful. Thank you guys so much for watching, and I'll see you next video.